The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1966, NASA launched the first lunar orbiter satellite bound for the moon. Its mission was to create the definitive photographic map of the moon's surface from which mission planners could choose future Apollo landing sites. In 1972, it was a close call for Earth as an asteroid somewhere between 10 and 50 feet in diameter streaked through the afternoon sky over the Grand Teton Mountains, visible to the naked eye. It came within 35 miles of Earth's surface before skipping off of that atmosphere like a stone skipping across a pond, but the fireworks show cost it half of its mass. In 2001, Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off to deliver supplies and a new logistics module to the International Space Station. Discovery also delivered the station's third full-time crew to orbit.
T-minus 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. We have engine start. 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery, carrying the third crew of astronaut residents to the International Space Station.
Booster Discovery, roll program.
Roger, roll Discovery.
Houston is now controlling. The roll maneuver is complete and Discovery is now in heads down, wings level position, carrying the next resident crew to the International Space Station.
Born on this day in 1839, physicist Alexander Stolitov. He's considered the father of electrical engineering, and he built the first solar cell. Actor Jeff Corey was born today in 1914. His on-screen career came to a screeching halt when he was blacklisted for refusing to give the House Un-American Activities Committee the name of alleged subversives in Hollywood. Corey instead became a renowned acting coach, teaching the likes of Jack Nicholson, Leonard Nimoy, Anthony Perkins, Robin Williams, and James Dean. He returned to the small screen in everything from Star Trek to The Outer Limits to Babylon 5.
Are you harmed, gentlemen?
No, just a little shaken up.
I'm Placis, High Advisor of the Planet Council.
Captain Kirk, Enterprise, my first officer, Mr. Spock.
Greetings, Mr. Advisor.
My regrets for the unpleasantness of your welcome to Ardana.
Was rather warm.
Unfortunately, violence is habitual with the troglites. But I assure you, this insult will not go unpunished.
Actress Kate O'Mara was born in 1939. Though better known for her starring roles in primetime soaps on both sides of the Atlantic, she also put in a few appearances on Doctor Who as the renegade Time Lord scientist, the Ronnie.
Since you were exiled from Gallifrey, you've had nothing but contempt for all other Time Lords.
My contempt started long before my exile.
And what do you want with me? And where's Mal?
She's perfectly safe, but how long she remains so depends on you.
Babylon 5's Claudia Christian was born today in 1965.
It's a cultural thing. Once every 5 years, all the Drazi here and at home divide up into two camps and fight it out.
But it's not a fight to the death.
No. Just until the loser gives up or is knocked senseless. Whichever side wins the most victories becomes a dominant group for the next 5 years, when it starts all over again.
And Star Trek Picard's Evan Evagora was born today in 1996.
Hello, I told you to stay on the ship.
Yes, I didn't listen.
Thank you. Elnor, come. This thing here can take us to a safer place.
I'll stay behind to cover your escape. My blade is pledged to defend you.
Then I release you of the pledge.
I decline to be released.
What are you doing?
Preparing to fight.
Pioneering rocket scientist Robert Goddard died on this day in 1945. Kristen Nygaard, one of the inventors of object-oriented programming, died on this day in 2002. and special effects innovator Carlos Rambaldi died in 2012. He worked on Alien, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, David Lynch's Dune, and the 1976 remake of King Kong. In 1968, Doctor Who tackled the topic of pacifism in the face of an overwhelming enemy.
This island was used to test an explosive device, the results of which can be seen today. Thereafter, all further research into this type of energy was prohibited, and the island kept as both a museum and warning for future generations.
Oh, well, she certainly does her homework.
I see. Then this is an atomic test site.
Oh, yes, you see, students are brought here to test the radiation level and observe the effect on the vegetation. And, of course, to see for themselves the horrors of atomic destruction.
As the series' sixth season premiered with part one of The Dominators, this would be Patrick Troughton's final season as the Doctor and the series' last season in black and white. And in 1994, space station Babylon 4 reappeared, shaking things up and predicting the future for the crew of Babylon 5.
Babylon 4 recognition signal confirmed.
This is nuts. A station just doesn't disappear and reappear 4 years later like some kind of Flying Dutchman.
Only one way to find out.
Let's see it.
Repeat. Earth Station. Babylon 4 requesting help. We need assistance. I repeat. Earth Station. Babylon 4 requesting help.
This is Commander Jeffrey Sinclair of This is Earth Force Commander Sinclair. We read you. What is your situation?
Oh, thank God.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. TheLogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by our team.
What if we take you with us? Put you on trial?
Zathras not of this time. You take, Zathras die. You leave, Zathras die. Either way, it is bad for Zathras.